The paradox of answering. The eternal question, the riddle, who am I? Is that our true self? The seed of it is already present. And yet to be actualized. It has to be illuminated through the energy, consciousness, light that comes from the future. Because of the inability to connect to that future, because the door is closed for most humans, no one can discover the answer as to who one truly is. It is the sense of me which defines all beings, all forms of life that are linked to consciousness. The higher is their consciousness, the more evolved and refined is their sense of me. It is the quality, the flavor, the depth, expansiveness, maturity, and intelligence of that sense of me that constitutes the fundamental difference between each creature, each living organism. The light of me is fundamentally the same in each one. But how it evolves in itself, and then how much it is connected to the light of universal consciousness. Is what makes difference in this sameness of all me's. That's why each me is different, though fundamentally made from the same substance. as me becomes more evolved and more self-conscious, it is becoming aware of its suffering. It realizes that living in the state of separation from totality is painful. Based on that realization, all the path to enlightenment that developed on this plane aim at are based on the idea that getting rid of, eliminating, dissolving that me is a way to freedom. If there is no me, there is no one to suffer. And somewhere on the way, within the profound understanding, of each great teachings on this planet, the fundamental purpose of our existence, the very creation of this me, is forgotten. Me is indeed the problem, but it is the solution as well. The solution is not in eliminating me, but in illuminating me. Those who do not honor the light of me are not in touch with the essence of the spiritual path. The paradox of finding the answer to the question, who am I, is that our me, in order to become its true self, to fully actualize its pure nature, it must be linked to universal consciousness. It cannot do it within the structure of its personal self, personal consciousness. It must be rooted in the beyond. the me can inquire for 1,000 years into itself, and all its effort will be futile because it needs the transcendental element to enter its existence in order to truly become its own self. The path of transcending me and awakening me, these two paths, they have to cross, they have to meet. Evolution into self-actualization is the most subtle, intricate, intangible, and profoundly complex process. But when it is understood from its very depth, then we can appreciate the tremendous beauty of it. In order to know who you are, you must surrender into the light of I Am. And yet, surrendering into the inner realm through the portal of consciousness will not guarantee that you will meet your true self. Meeting your true self. As if after long, long separation. Is an act of great remembrance. Coming back remembering something long forgotten. entering life. For the first time being alive as a spiritual being, coming out from the state of amnesia, only when you meet the light of pure me as your true self, only then you become truly conscious. Until then, it is all subconsciousness. Surrendering to your consciousness constantly. And becoming one with your pure nature. There is no deeper intimacy than the place where pure me meets the I am. Falling in love with I am is, in fact, the actual falling of pure me into consciousness. And then through consciousness into the infinite.